Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, how are you today?
Do you remember Welcome Back, Carter?
So, yeah.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah.
You were little.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
Right. Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah. Well.
Welcome back. So here we are again.
That's
must be early morning.
Now I'm thinking about it. I have the movie Grease going through my mind because, well,
John Travolta.
Vinny was.
You know, he has an airplane parked beside us now. He can fly a 747. Do you know that?
Well, I did, but I...
It's parked right...
He didn't have a 747 parked beside his house.
He's got a 707 or something. He's got a commercial airliner, like, parked beside his house.
Why?
Because he has his own runway.
Oh, he can... He can fly.
I thought
that you meant that it just, like, sits there. Like,
No. He's a pilot. So he wants to go someplace.
Is that 707... Is it, like, up on cinder blocks?
And... No. He can actually back it out and...
Oh.
Go places.
I was thinking about...
No, he's a skilled pilot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. He lives in Florida.
Yeah.
In Boca or...
Somewhere.
Palm Beach or something.
Yeah.
And, it's funny to see because the plane, of course, is bigger than the house.
Yeah.
You know, but... yes. Welcome back. So here we are.
That's how we got to that. That's
here
right.
Here we are. This all started with welcome back.
That's right.
But we're gonna talk... I love this topic this morning.
That's right. Because technology is one of your favorite things, we're going to talk
it's
about...
one of the things I'm really good at.
We're going to talk about video games a little bit.
Yes.
And we're going to, or I will, preface this a little bit with, I think that we're differentiating today. Today we're going to differentiate between playing video games and kids' responses when parents are trying to get their kids to stop playing video games. We're going to differentiate between those two things.
Why?
Because I think...
I'm not going to do that.
That's why I said I will.
Okay.
Because the point that I'm making is that we don't... there's not really evidence to suggest that playing video games makes you more violent in general.
I see what you're saying.
And that's different than what happens to kids when their parents are trying to redirect them and take them off of their video games at an acute point in time.
Then I apologize.
See? You just got to listen to everything. Be patient.
Listen to the whole story before you react, right?
That's right.
Before you tell our kids. Wait a minute, let me finish before you tell me I'm stupid. Yes, we're not talking about kids becoming violent because they play video games.
Right.
We're talking about kids reacting violently when parents ask them to stop playing video
right.
games. Okay.
Right. And this is from an article from your favorite newspaper.
Not my favorite newspaper.
Not your favorite. Oh, you said not your favorite.
The New York Post. That was
from back in December.
That's right.
That's
fairly recent.
Yeah, so it's relatively recent, but somehow we missed it. I didn't see it before.
Right.
But so it's entitled "Kids Turn Violent as Parents Battle Digital Heroin Addiction."
Right. There's this phrase that's popping up in the literature now called "digital heroin."
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I'm not a big fan of the term because I don't like these two to be mixed.
I think digital addiction
would be sufficient.
It would be, though I also have an issue with calling it an addiction. But that's for another time. We'll save that for a different...
Well, we've always said dependence.
Right.
Kids get dependent,
right.
not addicted.
Right.
But the phrase as used here,
right.
in
it
this
fits.
Context, it does fit.
Right.
Okay. But I don't like the heroin part.
Right, yeah.
It's an attention grabber, but it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's accurate.
There's the argument that video games do release opioids.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going
to.
Yeah.
Okay, and that may be why they added it to this.
Right. So the article really focuses on, as we've kind of been dancing,
right.
On the fact that or the occurrence that kids tend to react very. Violently, very grandly, when parents are trying to get them to turn off or stop playing video games.
That's right. There's this there's this, I'm not a video game player. You play video games, right?
Right.
You even have conversations about what platform do you use, right?
Yes.
But we all know now, and especially if you have children, or teenagers, or husbands, mm-hmm. because now the next generation, the generation that grew up on Pong and Pac-Man, Tetris, and all that, are now playing Call of Duty and other video games. Okay, so now we have adults mm-hmm. in their 30s, mm-hmm. some in their 40s, mm-hmm. who continue to play video games.
Right.
And there's something about a video game that you don't want to stop when you're in the middle of the video game.
Correct.
Or the middle of a, what do they call it, a phase, a segment, or what do they call those?
Just go ahead.
No, I can't. I don't know that. I don't know the vocabulary.
Well, it depends. It could be a mission. It could
mission.
Be,
mission creep. So they have a mission. And you hate to be stopped in the middle of a mission. Why?
Because you could lose progress. You could
You have momentum. To complete the mission so that you can go on to the next level.
For most games,
So what happens is the player is in the middle of the mission, ready to succeed.
Right.
And then they're asked to stop. But if they stop, then they're going to have to start all over again if they turn the system off.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is they react violently, aggressively, when they're asked to stop by a parent.
In the very least, loudly.
Loudly.
And it does happen. I even found myself last night, one of the things I do as I'm winding down for the evening is I have a few game apps on my phone, and I'll play a couple rounds of a different game or something. And what I typically do is I typically tell myself, okay, this is the last one, and then I'm going to put it away. And I found myself last night. I played a couple more levels.
Levels is the word I was looking for.
Oh, that's the... because the levels are relatively short and everything. But I was like, I'll play one more level, and then that's it. And I ended up finding myself playing a couple more levels because you get into that momentum and it's really difficult to turn off. And
it is compelling. We acknowledge that. It is compelling.
Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult, you know, like as you were saying, to stop in the middle of a mission or in the middle of a level. And it depends on the platform that you're on, because like that's one thing I like about the Nintendo DS. The Nintendo DS, you can close it and it saves it right there. For the most part, it saves it right there. You can just open it up and you go right back where you were. And as long as, as long as you don't exit out of the game and do all that kind of stuff, so you can just close it and put it away and it's fine. Other platforms aren't like that. You can pause it typically, but there's some limitations there. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that what happens is that the kids get into that mm-hmm. gaming mode, and it's really difficult for them to switch out of that.
Right, that's right. Once they get in that mode, mm-hmm. When you interrupt that, mm-hmm. you're interrupting a highly aroused brain.
Right,
and because you do get aroused when you're playing these things.
Right.
Okay. And when you interrupt a highly aroused brain, mm-hmm. you're going to move that brain toward fight or flight.
Right.
It's just the way the brain works.
Right.
If you're playing a video game, you're already aroused. If you're aroused, you're headed to fight or flight.
Right.
When you're told to stop, the person telling you to stop now becomes a threat.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And this story was told by a mother, mm-hmm. and they happen to live in Marin County. And if you don't know Marin County, it's the wealthy hill district surrounding San Francisco.
Okay.
So if you live in Marin County, you've arrived.
Oh.
Okay. And so this is must be a fairly highly educated, well-to-do family. They owned a sailboat. They would take their kids camping. They would take them out into nature. We mm-hmm. talked about forest bathing. They did all that with their kids, mm-hmm. which is not atypical of parents in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Level of education, level of awareness. Well, they started to... They allowed their son to start playing video games. And they used it as a reward. You know, that if he did this, he was able... Because he liked it. By about age 8 or 10, he had gotten so engrossed in these games that when the mother tried to stop him, he would have these violent outbursts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that so that became a concern of theirs. And then, of course, what to do about it.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, we know that many parents are struggling with this issue.
Right.
The reason you're struggling with it is because of fight or flight.
Right.
Okay. So what do you do? You have to start limiting this stuff.
Right.
as soon as you introduce it.
Right.
We talk about cell phones, cell phone use being like using the family car.
Mm-hmm.
Your first trip in the family car isn't to another state.
Right.
Okay, you don't simply hand the keys over to your child and say, okay, come back in a month or two. No, you go around the neighborhood and then
All right.
you go around the city. And then
right.
It's let out gradually.
Mm-hmm.
Electronics have to be let out gradually too.
Right.
And there have to be rules attached.
Yeah. Okay?
So you're going to have to limit the amount of time, because what happened with this kid is he was starting to spend more and more and more time.
Right.
His grades dropped. He dropped out of other activities.
Right.
And he got completely invested in a single mm-hmm. activity.
Right. And the reason that they do mention digital heroin is because it creates a sense of painlessness. You know, it relieves pain, it relieves stress. I firmly believe that oftentimes video gaming can help decrease stress and decrease anxiety. But you're right, it has to be structured and administered in an appropriate way.
Right.
Xanax relieves stress, but you're not going to pop Xanax all day.
But some people do.
Right. And those people tend right. to be less healthy.
Right. I would really encourage anybody who has this going on in their family, where you have a mm-hmm. hard time disengaging your child, please read this article. What she talks about, eventually, the mother talks about eventually, is that there are over 200 peer-reviewed studies on the effects of video games on the frontal lobe of the brain.
Right.
Okay. It does affect executive function. And what it does, and so there's this game that the military
mm-hmm.
is using
mm-hmm.
called Snow World.
Mm-hmm.
And Snow World is a video game where you throw snowballs at, you try to hit penguins with snowballs.
Poor okay? penguins.
All right. Why penguins? I don't know, but hitting them with snowballs. It's used instead of morphine
mm-hmm. right.
when burn victims are having their bandages, wounds dressed. It's
right.
a very painful process. So typically what you do is you take a little bit of morphine before the procedure begins, and then the bandages can come off, and the wound can be taken care of and redressed. What the military is doing is they're using this video game instead of morphine.
Mm-hmm.
And the person they interviewed said he feels less pain
mm-hmm.
playing the video game than he does when he gets morphine.
Right.
So what this means is that a video game
mm-hmm.
has a physiologic effect, and you're probably producing endogenous opioids
mm-hmm.
when you're playing a video game.
Right.
I mean, it has the same effect. And that's why in this article they call it digital heroin. It's really a digital endogenous opioid.
Right.
No, not necessarily heroin. But it does produce the same kind of analgesic effect that
right.
morphine does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is a real biological thing you're dealing with. You're not dealing
right.
with a disobedient child or you're dealing with a biological event.
Right.
Right.
So yeah. And it does, the same thing happens, very similar thing happens when we're watching right. television and when we're doing other things.
Right.
I mean, when you're binge watching Grey's Anatomy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you might say, okay, I'm just going to watch one more episode. And then all of a sudden you're three more episodes deep and you're thinking, oh man, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I need to go to bed.
And just think about this for a moment, because I'm sure that every parent has had this experience. You're in the middle of binge watching something. You're really into the episode. If somebody comes and stands in front of you,
mm-hmm.
between you and the TV,
and says, stop.
That's probably going to produce an angry response from you. Get out of the way. I'm watching my show.
Wait until it's over.
That's what your child's doing.
Right.
They're reacting exactly mm-hmm. the same way, but children have a little less inhibition.
Right.
Okay. And so they react a little more
right.
Aggressively or
right.
assertively. Right.
So that's why it's really important to address these issues. It's really important to define very clearly video gaming time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, for many kids, you can't just leave it open-ended, at least not initially.
No. Mm-hmm.
I think that as they get older and they develop the ability to switch back and forth,
right.
then you're able to, because I know many kids who had difficulty with it before. You create some nice structure around it,
mm-hmm.
and then after a period of time, now you can just go in and say, hey, guys, we gotta head out. Right. You know, get to the stopping point. We gotta leave in the next 5 minutes.
I had a young man. I think he's either a sophomore or junior in high school. Came in the other day and he said, "Well, yeah, I come home and first of all, I do all my homework,
right.
and then I play video games."
Right.
Well, that boy has learned how to self-regulate.
Right.
A 10-year-old probably doesn't have that skill,
isn't gonna do that.
And the parent is going to have to teach that self-regulatory strategy. The other thing we want to mention before we leave this topic is that I'm reading a book right now. I just got it last week called "Reset Your Child's Brain,"
mm-hmm.
and she's a psychiatrist who has dealt with this issue. And what she's advocating is a 1 month fast,
right,
to allow a child's brain to reset
mm-hmm.
and to get back to normal because it's been so hyper aroused
right.
that you lose the child loses his mm-hmm. or her identity.
Right.
So we'll talk more about that another time.
Yeah, because that's going to be a challenge for many parents.
It is, and you have to know. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle, clearly, on this whole digital thing. We're not going to turn it back,
mm-hmm.
okay? But we're going to have to learn how to regulate it. You know, as you said, all these drugs that we use are good,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's Xanax or more, whatever it is, but you don't use them to excess.
Right.
Okay? It's the same with this. Don't do anything to excess,
right.
including play video games.
Yeah.
More on this later,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But I'm glad we could at
least... Unless it's Battlefront 2, because that looks like it's going to be awesome. Did you see that?
Yeah, you just undid everything.
Oh, can't wait. November.
Is there a new movie coming out Thursday?
Not this Thursday.
Next Thursday?
The 4th. Oh, it opens
what is
on
it?
The 5th, but Guardians of the Galaxy 2. We're going to go watch that, right?
I want to, but you need to keep me up to date. Because left to my own...
And you want a Twitter account, so... All right.
And you wonder why.
That's it.
Okay.
People are probably getting tired of our Twitter account jokes.
All right.
But you're still not getting more. All right, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.